One of the beautiful things when you read through Parshas Tazria Metzora is that although we aren't yet have these halachos in practice, Amir Tashem will have a Beis HaMikdash and we'll be able to put these halachos into practice, but there are so many messages, there are so many lessons that we learn both Ben Adam Lamakom and for sure Ben Adam Lechavera from these Parshas. For example, the Torah in Parshas Tazria describes numerous different manifestations of tzaras on the skin. And what qualifies as tzaras? Among the types of tzaras on the skin is a discoloration on the skin recovering from shchin, from boils. And if the repaired skin is discolored in a certain way, it's tame, it's tzaras. Then the Torah describes a similar phenomenon where a tzaras infection forms on a skin that's recovering from a burn. And once again, the same halachos apply and the same details are given once again. Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Chulin, says that the Gemara tells us that even though these cases are extremely similar, boils and burns are identical, the same colors indicate tzaras, the same halacha is going to apply. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, the Torah chose to divide these halachas into two separate sections, rather than presenting it as one halacha. Right? Everything that applies will apply to boils and will apply to burns. However, the Torah presents it as two units. And the Gemara infers from this division, the Torah, that the two kinds of tzaras do not combine, they're not mitzarif with each other to create the minimum required amount in halacha. Meaning, if you had a little discoloration from a boil and a little discoloration from a burn, that would not join together halachically to give one the minimum shear, the minimum amount of tzaras. But Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Kol Ram notes that beyond this halacha, symbolically the halacha is demonstrating that identical symptoms do not always reflect the same condition. And he says, two people could suffer from the same character flaw, but for very different reasons. And for that matter, even within a single individual, different factors contribute to how we appear to other people and how we act and how we interact with those around us. And the Torah is perhaps teaching us that as complex as we are, we can't really evaluate ourselves superficially. We have to really get to know somebody. That's what the whole halacha, the whole parsha of tzaras, is about getting to know the person beyond just what you see. And in studying our characters as part of a lifelong process of self-improvement, we have to understand that our shortcomings and our weaknesses result from many different places. And whether it's ourselves or how we view others, we have to realize there's a lot more there. So the Torah describes two things that are so similar, yet are very, very different. It's important how we view ourselves and understanding ourselves. And ultimately, it's important how we view each other and giving what we call understanding that people, you know, have reasons how they act. And we shouldn't be so quick to judge. This whole parsha of tzaras is making sure that we see people in the best possible way, not only in very superficially, but realize that there's so much more that lies beneath the surface.